Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The final original member of Twitch's executive team is stepping down. For March 20th, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Coming up, the EU is holding off on their decision about ActiBliz as Microsoft tries to find more ways to appease the regulatory body. And Sony filed a new patent, but it's about NFTs. Last Friday, Twitch CEO Emmett Shear announced that he was stepping down in his role as CEO. In his announcement, Shear wrote about his apprehension to leave Twitch, saying that he, quote, truly felt Twitch might die without his guidance and input. However, his apprehension has faded in the last couple of years due to Twitch's growth, which allowed Shear to consider the idea, quote, that he might not work at Twitch. Emmett Shear has been at Twitch for 17 years. In 2006, Shear, Justin Kahn, Michael Seibel, and Kyle Vaught founded Justin.tv. Shear became CEO of Justin.tv in 2011, the same year Twitch.tv was spun out of Justin.tv. Eventually, in 2014, after consolidating the business under Twitch Interactive and a deal with Google falling through, Amazon acquired Twitch Interactive for $1 billion, with Emmett Shear being the only founder to stay on through the acquisition. Until now. Shear will be stepping down into an advisor role at Twitch and is being replaced by Twitch president Dan Clancy. In 2003, Clancy had served as the chief of the computational science division at NASA Ames Research Center. Clancy left NASA for Google in 2005, working as a lead engineer on several projects. Which brings us to 2019, when Clancy finally joined Twitch as vice president of creator and community experience. Clancy has worked closely with Shear since 2019, spearheading recent moves in the company like penning the decrease in revenue split for partners, which is set to go in effect in a couple of months. While typically with corporate shakeups like this, you'd expect a difference in direction. However, with Clancy becoming CEO, Twitch will continue to become more product-focused instead of creator-focused, meaning monetization will be prioritized over creator needs and moderation. European Union regulators have delayed their decision on Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Previously, the provisional deadline was on April 25th, but has been shifted to May 22nd. According to Reuters sources, this delay is due to Microsoft submitting new remedies to the European Commission. Though due to EU's policy, the details of these remedies have not been disclosed to the public. However, the likelihood that these remedies have been Microsoft's recent deals as of late is really high. Reuters also reported that EU regulators were satisfied with Microsoft's earlier concessions. According to sources close to the European Commission, the Nintendo and NVIDIA GeForce Now deals won over regulators. So if sources are telling the truth, Microsoft's $68.7 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard will be approved in the European Union, leaving UK and American regulators to pull more concessions out of Microsoft. Sony published a new patent last week, and instead of cool stuff like new console hardware or new game mechanics, Sony published a patent on how to implement NFTs into their games. Titled, quote, NFT framework for transferring and using digital assets between game platforms. The patent describes NFTs as being art assets, character assets, background, and other art. Along with all of that, Sony is looking to make achievements and game saves NFTs as well. Boy, I don't like that. Describing a system where players who complete in-game achievements first will be able to mint an NFT, which supposedly can be sold to other players or transferred to another game to unlock cosmetics. An example given for save files depicts a system where someone can mint an NFT of their current game save progress, then sell that NFT to someone else, allowing them to resume the game where it was left off. Essentially, account selling with extra steps. While this is just a patent, Sony could potentially not even use these blockchain systems, hopefully shelving this patent when FTX imploded last summer. If not, though, Sony just showed us the extent of what they want to turn into NFTs, and also has the potential of being yet another giant rug pull like every other crypto venture in the last 2 years. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back tomorrow for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.